eNdebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhlaka 17 zibandlela 2018 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ama textbook awekharikhulamu entsha akatholakali. Njalo uhulumende ubelokhu engakazi awahambisela kuma bookshops. Abaka ECD yaje sisithi bayethenga ama workbook bebesithi abatholi kuma bookshops because upublisher la lokhu engakazi awahambise khona ngale.
Ingwalo zabafundi bezinga eliphansi ezilandela uhlelo olutsha lokufundiswa kwabantwana i-new curriculum lokhu ezingatholakali ezikolo kanye lezitolo.
Ngibuye ezweni lase-South Africa ngisezweni lokuzaba kithi khona lapha kokheme. Ngemva kokubuya kwami ngizile ngizolungisa nezincwadi zami nje konke nje ngoba kwamanje ngibhizi ngakho ngiphansi phezulu kanjalo.
Izakhamizi zezansi emaNdebeleni ezihlala kwele South Africa sezithethe ithuba lokungezelelwa kwesikhathi sokubhalisela ukuvota ukulungisa incwadi zazo zokuzalwa lezithupha qede lapho zile zibhalise ukuvota. Kuphuma inkuthazo yokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa labanye bakhe kumele bamiswe emthethwendaba wamazwe womhlaba owe-International Criminal Court kumbe i-ICC ngamacala abo okuhlukumeza abantu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulomsakazo. Ingwalo zabafundi bezinga eliphansi ezilandela uhlelo olutsha lokufundiswa kwabantwana i-new curriculum lokhu zingatholakali ezikolo kanye lezitolo kulandela ukuguqulwa kwayo eminyakeni emibili edluleyo lugatsha lwezemfundo. Ubathabele Masuku usethulela lolu daba.
Ababalisi kanye labazali basebethabile ngokususwa kukamnumzana Lazarus Dokora ukuba ngumphathintambo wezemfundo ukuthi li-curriculum ayiseyikulandelwa, kodwa bamangaliswa ngumphathintambo omutsha laye esesithi izolandela njengokubekwa kwayo. Bonke bakhala ngokuthi ayizwisiseki osokubangwa ngamandla langokuphuza kokuphuma kwengwalo zakhona. Unkosazana Miriam Siwela ongumbalisi uthi bahlangana lobunzima kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi ingwalo azikatholakali.
Njengababalisi uhlupho esihlangana nalo ngecurriculum le entsha ngama textbook. Ama textbook awecurriculum entsha akatholakali. Njalo uhulumende ubelokhu engakazi awahambisela kuma bookshops. Abaka ECD yaje sisithi bayethenga ama workbook bebesithi abatholi kuma bookshops because upublisher la lokhu engakaze awahambise khona ngale and besifuna wona la awe college press.
Umongameli wenhlanganiso yababalisi bemaphandleni e-Association of Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe umnumzana Obet Masaraure uthe ukusweleka kwengwalo lokhu kubulala kakhulu abafundi abasezikolo zemaphandleni abangenelisi ukuthola ezinye indlela.
Indlela i-new curriculum le abayifake ngayo igcwele ungaqoqeki kakhulu, so sokubangele ama problems amaningi ikakhulu ebantwaneni abasebancane obo grade 1 kusiya ku grade 4 labantwana laba abasemakhaya olapho ngela khona amabhuku lalokho okusetshenziswayo ukuthi befunde. Kubangela ukuthi i-government azange yafaka ama measures ukuthi kube khona especially ama books.
Abazali abaningi bathi ukusweleka kwengwalo sokubadalela indleko eziningi, njalo ukusweleka kwazo ezikolo kutshengisa ukuthi uhulumende wayevele engahlelanga kuhle ekuqaleni. Unkosikazi Anele Mthethwa uthe kuyisimanga kibo ukuthi abantwana bafunda njani njengoba ababalisi bengelangwalo njalo zingatholakali ezitolo.
Hlupho lwama-textbook ukuthi abazali sokumele sizithengele thina ama-textbook. Ama-textbook angikhona njalo ayadula kakhulu okusuka kube nzima lakithi ukuthi siwakwanise ukuwanelisa wonke ukuwathola. Edula enjalo amanye atholakali kuma-bookshops. Ngakho-ke kusuka faka imibuzo eminingi ukuthi nje abantwana last year bafundile leyo new curriculum ama test book angkhona engekho la khathe sifutha wakho ngoba amanye angkhona ema bookshop vele atholakala ukutshengulumende kaka wakhiphi phela ukuthi abantwana bakhona ukusebenzisa ngoba khathe sisazibuza lokufunda kwangkhona ukuthi bafunda njani kusuka kube nzima ngoba abantwana into okufanele bazifunda khona lapho kulawo ma test book.
Uhlelo lokufundisa abafundi olutsha olwe new curriculum lwethulwe ngomnyaka ka-2016 lwasolwa nguZulu ngoba ababalisi labo lokhe bengakwazi ukufundisa izifundo ezimunyethwe yilo. Njalo ingwalo kunye lokunye okudingakalayo akuzange bakutholiswe ezikolo kuze kube lalamhla. Izikolo ezisemaphandleni yizo ezisalele emuva kakhulu ezifundweni lezi. Abogatsha lwezemfundo balile ukuphendula imibuzo ephathelane le-curriculum le kanye nodubo lokungatholakali kwengwalo. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Umsakazo weStudio 7 uthanda ukuthatha leli thuba lokubonga lina balaleli bethu ngokusisekela okweminyaka yonke le. Njalo sizimisele ukulethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe insuku zonke. Sithanda njalo ukulazisa kubana sesengezelele inhlelo zethu. Sesilohlelo ngo-6:30 ekuseni phezu kwalolo oluphuma ngo-7:30 ntambama. Lilakho ke usixhuma kusukisela ngomvulo siya ngolwesihlanu kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave laku-short wave ku-4930 13860 15460 15580 laku-6080. Lingakhohlwa njalo uhlelo lwe-live talk kusukisela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ngo-8 PM ntambama.
Umkhokheli womkhankaso obizwa ngokuthi Complete Knockdown of Establishment Campaign, CKD Campaign, uphatheke njalo kwezombusazwe umanjinela Gustav Kativu uthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa labanye bakhe kumele basiwe emthethwandaba wamazwe wonke owe-International Criminal Court kumbe i-ICC bayethoniswa njalo bajeziswe phezu kwamacala abo wokuhlukumeza abantu. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
UKativu wenze lesi sicelo emhlanganweni lentathelizindaba e-Media Center eHarare esithi akaboni imithethandaba yaseZimbabwe isanelisa ukumthonisisa uMnangagwa labanye abangabangane bakhe lezihlobo. Wakubeka sobala ukuba ukususwa kobe ngumongameli esikhundleni uMnumzana Robert Mugabe bekuyikusungulwa nje komsebenzi wokuguqula isimo sezombusazwe elizweni. Ukhuthaza uZulu ukuba angaze alalise inkophe eyengwayilabo asebahluthuna intambo zombuso okubalisa yena uMnangagwa lomsekeli wakhe uRetired General Constantino Chiwenga ethi bayafana nje loMgabe.
My friend symbolizes all the victims of Gukurahundi.
Hayi, futhi abangane bami ngitsho bonke abahlukunyezwa ngesikhathi seGukurahundi, abafela ezombusazwe, abahlukumezwa ngesikhathi sokhetho luka 2000, 2002, 2005, 2013, Operation Akutsoko, Yakuchiyazi, Urashiwe Guja, Tichawana Chininya, Talent Mabika, Itai Tamara, nabanye abahlukunyezwa kabuhlungu. Abanye babo balahlekelwa impilo. Ubufakazi obatholwa ngabe Catholic Commission Justice and Peace babukhomba ukuthi uMnangagwa uPerenshiri labanye abakuzikhundla zaphezulu babakubutho ukuba yibo abenza lolu dunya kuZulu.
UKativu uthi ukubone kufanele asungule lomkhankaso ngemva kokukhululwa kwakhe entolongweni mhla ka-8 Zibandlela, wanikeza ithuba lokuhlawula imali yesibambiso ibail esetheswa icala lokuphazamisa ukuthula ngemva kokutshengisela kwakhe eyedwa ephethe ibhakana ebelikhuluma ngokuthi uMnangagwa wabulala umngane wakhe ngesikhathi somhlangano we-ZANU-PF Special Congress ngompalakazi nyakenye. Ukhuthaza uZulu weZimbabwe lomhlaba wonke ukuba aphatheke ekusayineni lincwadi yezikhalazo etholakala ebulenjini ukhankasela ukusiwa kwaMnangagwa labanye bakhe edalele ICC. Kodwa abakhulumisane lalomsakazo okubalisa intathelizindaba uHenry Mateo bethi okwenziwa nguKativu kuyikuwumana nje.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe jikelele ngobuningi bazo yizo ezimele zikhulume ukuthi laba bantu abasibusa khona manje kasibafuni ngoba balamachala kumele baye international baye ku international criminal court khona le Netherlands lokho ukuthi ukukhulunywe lo muntu oyiwani umuntu owahlala eMiddle East weminyaka eyi 10 years eMiddle East nguye osobuya namhlanje esekhuluma ukuthi hayi umnangagwa olamachala kumele aye international criminal court.
Umphathintambo wezemithetho uMnumzana Ziyambi Ziyambi uthi kungeke kwenzakala okuthiwa ngukhathivu ukukhankasela ukusiwa kwenkokheli yelizwe edale le-ICC. UZiyambi Ziyambi uthi akulula njengalokhu ukhathivu akubeka ngakho ukusa inkokheli phambi kwaleli dale ngoba kule ndlela yakhona elandelwayo ebalisa ukuzihlolisisa izehlakalo okukhulunywa ngazo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Izakhamizi zeZansi yemaNdebeleni ezihlala kwele South Africa sezithethe ithuba lokungezelelwa kwesikhathi sokubhalisela ukuvota ngaphansi kwehlelo lwe-BVR ukuba balungisise incwadi zabo zokuzalwa lezithupha qede lapho zihle zibhalise ukuthola ilungelo lokuvota kukhetho olukhangelelwe ukuthi luzaqhutshwa lonyaka. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseMangwe.
Izakhamizi zeMangwe ezisebenzela eSouth Africa ziphakathi kokulungisa incwadi zokuzalwa lezithupha ukuba zenelise ukubhalisa ukuvota ngaphansi kohlelo lwe-BVR lona oselengwezelwele isikhathi. Ngokufanayo kweKeme Village kuWard 6 eMangwe, izakhamizi ezisebenzela eSouth Africa leBotswana lazo ziphakathi kokubhalisa ukuvota. UMnumzana Thulani Moyo osebenzela eSouth Africa uthi uze ekhaya ukuba enelise ukulungisa incwadi zakhe zokuzalwa lesithupha ukuze ayebhalisa ukuvota.
Ngibuye ezweni laseSouth Africa. Kube kuhle, konke kuyenzakala nje, kube kuhle. Siyakujabulela mpela. Hayi ukuvota bengakabhalisi. Kwamanje mpanisamba nje izincwadi zami, salungisa incwadi ngazo nje njengamanje. Hayi khona abantembisi ukuthi ngingayenzakala nje lamhlanje belale nje ayisebenzisele incwadi zami. Ibhesi nesithupha konke bengakabi nakho.
Isakhamuzi sakoKheme uMnumzana Alec Ndebele uthe incwadi zokubhalisa ukuvota ulazo kodwa kaselathemba lempumela yokhetho ngoba abezombusazwe abagcwalisi izithembiso zabo.
Isizathu sokuthi ngingabhalisi ukuvota indaba yokuvota nje nama-politicians angisayithembi, phelelwe yithemba kuma-politicians kahle kahle ngoba into basithembisa abenzi lutho. Okunye wonke nje isikhalazo zethu aziyindawo, siyamukela nje ukubuya phezulu but bathi uhulumene yithi abantu mase sibanikeze zethu izizathu hayi abazibambi.
Ethi amabandla ezombusazwe asemaningi kakhulu ngasazi ukuthi loma angaze abhalise uyavotela bani njalo lo mbuso webutho awubajabulisi.
And into leyo has been happening kwesikhathi eside kusukela 1980 kuyenziwa into eyi-1 loba singaba ne-MP ethi iphuma khonapho ku-EWD baningi phela kodwa-ke into abayenza iyafana bonke. Okunye okusimangazayo yinamba yama-political parties maningi esizibuza khona ukuthi why bengahlangani.
Umsekeli womqoqi wenhlelo zebandla lezaphu uMnumzana Ndodana Moyo ukhuthaza abantu ukuba bayebhalisa baphinde baze ukuzovota.
Ngikhuthaza abantu bezigaba ukuthi bangakhathali ukuya register ukuthi babe lelungelo lokuvota ngoba iningi labo bakhala ngokuthi kababoni ntshintsho bangaze bavote sebekhathile. Ngaphandle kokuyavota okuyinto eqakatheke kakhulu eyiyo eyalwelwa ngobaba labomama i-one man one vote, asikhangeleni njalo kweze-development ukuthi elizweni constitutionally sile 210 ama-constituencies okutsho ukuthi ma sekukhangelwa ngezigaba sekulungiswa kutsha ama-constituencies silakho ukulimala kwezigaba abantu abangarejistanga khona.
evumelana lomoyo umgcini sihlalo webandla lezapho eMathebeleland South umnumzana Matthew Sibanda ukhuthaze abesifazana ethi kabasukumeli phezulu endabeni ezinje ukuba bayebhalisa baphinde baqunye isibindi bangene labo kwezombuso welizwe ezikhundleni ezikhona ukuze kube lentuthuko ezigabeni.
Bengikhuthaza ukuthi omama abazibone labo bengabantu abalomlando ukungena kwi-leadership njengabantu abazeleyo abahelelwayo 9 months.
Ikhomishini ebona ngezokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission yengezelele isikhathi sokubhalisa ukuvota ngaphansi kohlelo lwe-BVR osekunikeze ithuba kuzizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenzela phandle kwelizwe ukuba zenelise ukubhalisa ukuvota kunye labalabazali abasuka kwamanye amazwe bezalelwe kuleli uhlanganisa labathola incwadi zokuzalwa lezithupha ngemva kokuba ababhalisa ukuvota sebedlule eziqintini zabo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMangwe, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ngokuqondwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama kumakhakhasi athi 909 AM lawe shortwave 4930 6065 lawe 15460 kHz frequencies. ULive Talk lamuhla kuhlelo lwezidalwa nesesibabho esihlala kwamanye amazwe ule diaspora forum sifuka ngokubhalisa kugwalo lwabalilungelo lokuvota kwabahlala kwamanye amazwe. Kambe ababhalisele ukuvotwa bazabuyela na ekhaya bayevota? Thumelani imeseji yenu kunombolo ethi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silidinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo wothi sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Kulabadabuka emazweni akuzwekazi le-Afrika abayinkulungwane lamakhulu amane abahlangane abahlengwe emkhunjini wolwandle kwele-Libya ngemva kokugenquka komkhumbi obukade ubathwele bezama ukuyangena emazweni awe-Europe okungekho emthethweni. Amapolisa akwele-Italy abike ukuba ngaphandle kwabasinde engozini le afumene izidumbu ezimbili. Abantu abayisikhombisa badujulwe babulawa ngamapolisa kwele Neima kudlakela oluqhamuke lapho amapolisa abezama ukuchitha khona umbuthano wabantu abakade bezotshengisa usekelo lwabo umbuso wamakhosi we-Arakan esabelweni seRakhine. Namhla ke kuhlelo lwethu lapho sigangela khona ngezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe, uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxa lomnumzana Ishmael Hlabangane osehlala kwele South Africa okweminyaka elitshumi lambili.
ESouth Africa ngifike ngo-2006.
Wenzani khona ngapho eSouth Africa?
Ngisebenza eLodge. La engafika ngaqala khona ukusebenza up to now angaze ngishintshe ngendawo ngaphandle kokuthi ngisebenzele yona i-hospitality.
Ungasitshela ngamafitshane ukuthi impilo yakhona ngapho eSouth Africa uyibona njani nxa uqathanisa le eZimbabwe?
Yona impilo yaseSouth Africa iyahlaleka futhi emzini womunye umuntu ungeke uthi khona kuhle, kodwa ngendaba zokuthi imali siyayisebenzela siyayithola akufani nokuthi uma useZimbabwe uyasebenza imali ukuthi khona siyakunika uhafu namhlanje kusasa sikunikele. Khona kuyahlaleka kodwa emzini ongasiwo wakho ungeke ube comfortable ngoba kunama-conditions okuya kufanele ukuthi ungafiki khona amayeke ukuyefika khona. Ngibona leyo.
Manje ngokubona kwakho ubona ungani uzahlala kuze kube nini khona ngapha eSouth Africa?
Mina ekuhlaleni kwami bese ngikhangelele ukuthi nxa ukuthi kunoshintsho olwenzakalayo, like njengoba sikhangelele ukushintsha kwa-president last year, I'll give myself like let's say 3 years. If there's something esishintshile Zimbabwe, then I'll go better. Ngoba khona okuye ngisho ukuthi emzini omunye umuntu ungekujabule njengoba usemzini wakho.
Uthethe yini njalo ulabantwana bangaki?
Nginabantwana abawu-2. Yebo ngithethe.
Unkosikazi ngoyekhaya kumbe ngowakhona ngapho emzini?
Hayi ngoyekhaya, sibuka sonke nje endaweni wane elibhani.
Akusitshele ngalabo abathathayo khona ngapha eSouth Africa. Sizwa kuthiwa abalutshwana kakhulu abeZimbabwe bakhetha njengawe ukuthi uzithathele umuntu wekhaya. Ukubona njani wena khona?
Mina ngingeke ngikhulumele abantu abaningi baba. Kodwa ngibona ngathi umuntu wonke uyenza into ayithandayo. But mina umuntu lo vele engamthatha umuntu engivele engathi ngisiza ngisuka ekhaya ngisiza ngapha ngavele sengimthethe. So angizange ngibe lenye indlela ukuthi kumbe ngibe lokunye into enzayo engathi kumbe kwenzakala. But ebantwini umuntu omunye baningi abafowethu engibaziyo umuntu oshadileyo umuntu wala eSouth Africa. Abanye kuba nama problems kodwa abanye nje kuba right. Even abanye abashade abantu bekhaya kuba ama problems ngoba ukhona omunye umfowethu naye obe le problem washada i-white wedding like njengathi. Kodwa wawuthe sebefika la eSouth Africa kwakuya kwaba le problem. So nje kuyadependa nje ukuthi liphilisana kanjani lihloniphane okunganani.
Hayi kwezwakala ungavalela isiZulu.
Hayi ngiyabonga nami ukuthi ngime ngingene ehlelweni oluqakatheke kangaka. Ngibafisela abantu bonke umnyaka omuhle njengoba nje saqala umnyaka. Abantu bonke baziphathe kahle. Bonke abashayelayo, bonke nje abantu bayiphathe kahle bonke laba abakhona.
Umnumzana Ishmael Hlabangane, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa okweminyaka engaba lijumi lambili. Ubekhuluma lo Chris Gande we Studio 7 ecingweni eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Elabotswana seliqalile uhlelo lokubumba iziqondiso zomthetho ojonge ukuvikela amalungelo ezisebenzi ezivela kwamanye amazwe olwe immigrant workers policy. AbeZimbabwe abakunani eliphezulu lezisebenzi zokuza kweleBotswana balamukele ngenjabulo lelinyathela. Intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya usethulela lolu daba ngokugceleyo.
IBotswana noma nje ingelinye lamazwe amukela inani eliphezulu lezisebenzi eziphuma ikakhulu emazweni angomakhelwane belingelamthetho okhangela amalungelo ezisebenzi lezi. Inhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations Human Rights Council yanikeza iBotswana imali engaphezu kwesigidi samapula i-1.3 million ngomnyaka ka-2015 uze kusungulwe ukulotshwa komthetho yezisebenzi zokuza i-migrant workers policy. IBotswana ilobele i-United Nations ngaphansi komhlangano osaqhubeka eGeneva kwelesiTaland ukuthi izimisele ukuphetha uhlelo lomthetho ngesiphangiphangi. Umphathintambo wogatsha olubona ukungena lokuhlala kwezisebenzi ezivela kwamanye amazwe umnumzana Edwin Batsu useGeneva lapho atshele khona umhlangano we-United Nations Human Rights Council Universal Peer Review ukuthi basendleleni ukuloba umthetho ovikela izisebenzi zokuza. AbeZimbabwe kweleBotswana sebawamukele lo mthetho abanye besithi kade wawufunakala ikakhulu kukhangelwa ukuthi kade kusetshenzwa kungela mthetho obavikelayo.
It's a good development ngoba this will go a long way in protecting ama rights of migrant workers. Ngoba as we speak akula mthetho obavikelayo kumbe ocacayo ukuthi kumele baphathwe njani.
Umnumzana David Ndlovu okuzifundo zokuba ligqwetha elwela amalungelo oluntu uthi laye uyawamukela lokhu.
It's a move in the right direction, particularly to thousands of Zimbabweans abasebenza eBotswana. In light of our cases, our ill treatment, kumele kube clear ukuthi amalungelo awo yini.
Umhlangano obanjwe eGeneva ophela ngempela viki uzakhanyela isithembiso esifana lasona lesi seBotswana esi-migrant workers policy kanye lezinye eziningi ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Amazwe angaphansi kwenhlanganiso ye-United Nations azathola amathuba okubuza imibuzo ngenhlelo lezithembiso ezenziwe ngamalunga atshiyeneyo. Olunye udaba eleBotswana ekhandwe lokuthi liphendule umbuzo phezu kwalo ngolokhu esisula kwesigwebo sokulengisa. NginguMartin Ngwenya owendaba zeStudio 7 ngiseGauron kweleBotswana.
Wezemidlalo iqembu elimela eZimbabwe emdlalweni kaKhilikithi linqobe eSri Lanka nge 12 runs emdlalweni wesibili womncintiswano we Tri Nations Series oqhutshelwa elizweni laseBangladesh. UJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Iqembu leZimbabwe yilo eliqale ukutshaya ibhola lathola amaranzi angamakhulu amabili lamachumi ayi-9 290 lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayisithupha kuma-overs angamachumi amahlanu. UHamilton Masakadza kanye loSikandar Raza abadlale indima enkulu ekubutheleleni kweZimbabwe inani elithe xaxa njengoba uMasakadza ethole amaranzi angamachumi ayisikhombisa lantathu kuthi uRaza uthole amaranzi angamachumi ayi-92 lanye. Iqembu laseSri Lanka lithe seliphendula lalalihlekelwa ngabadlali bonke selibuthelele amaranzi angamakhulu amabili lamachumi ayisikhombisa lathoba 2278 kusele amabhola alichumi lanye uba lifikise ama-overs angamachumi amahlanu. Umdlali weqembu leZimbabwe uTendai Chatara uthethe ama-wickets amane abadlali baseSri Lanka. Emdlalweni wakuqala umncintiswano odlalwe ngomvulo iqembu leZimbabwe linqotshwe kabuhlungu ngama-wickets ayi-92 ngele Bangladesh. Njalo ukapteni walo uGraham Cremer uthi namhla badlale ngokuzimisela okukhulu ukuze bephumelele.
Siqale kuhle kakhulu ekutshayeni kwethu ibhola nxa sikhangele indlela abadlali ababalisa uHamilton Masakadza, uSolomon Mire kanye loSikandar Raza abadlale ngayo, njalo kutshengisa ukuzimisela kwethu njengabadlali ukunqoba ngalolu hlobo ngemva kokuba sinqotshwe kabuhlungu emdlalweni wethu wakuqala.
URaza nguye umdlali okhethwe ukuba nguye odlale ukwedlula abanye. Umncintiswano uqhubekela phambili ngolwesihlanu lapho iqembu leSri Lanka elizadibana khona lele Bangladesh kuthi ngesonto mhla zingama-20 lanye iqembu leZimbabwe lizanqikelana njalo lele Sri Lanka. Mhla zingama-23 ngolwesibili iqembu leZimbabwe lizadlala lele Bangladesh kuthi ngolwesine mhla zingama-25 iqembu leBangladesh lizadlala lele Sri Lanka. Amaqembu amabili azabuthelela imiklomelo eminingi azadibana kufinal mhla zingama-27. Ngiyimele isitudio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Ingoma kamajela usikhobokhobo khonapha kodwa singakehlukani futhi sikhangele ezinye indaba ebezikhokhela. Ingwalo zabafundi bezinga eliphansi ezilandela uhlelo olutsha lokufundiswa kwabantwana i-new curriculum lokho zingatholakali ezitolo kanye lezikolo. Izakhamizi zezansi emandebeleni ezihlala kule South Africa sezithethe ithuba lokungezelelwa kwesikhathi sokubhalisela ukuvota ukulungisa incwadi zabo zokuzalwa lezithupha qethe lapho zihle zibhalise ukuvota. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu namhlanje olivalelisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo Sithembayo uGibbs Dube kunjalo zolu.
Y Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.